Welcome back. It's time for our Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Caselli Insurance and Real Estate in Marseilles. Their phone number is 815-795-4028. I'm Brendan Burke. Jared Bednar, the Riverman head coach, is with me here down in the coach's office after Peoria rolled to a 3-0 weekend last week. Nice to finally string some wins together and kind of get on a roll.
Yeah, it really was, and it was big for us because we're playing in front of our home crowd. We had a couple of good crowds in here, and early on in the season we didn't do so well in front of big crowds. It's good for them to see us playing some better hockey, and to get back to where we wanted to be in the standings it was a good feeling for us. Now we just got to work on carrying it over this week. Another big weekend for us playing 3-3.
You finally had a break as well, 4 days without a game, and only the second time this year since it started, and the other time was back in Texas that you had a little bit of a break. What did you focus on here with finally some time to get some consistent practice time in?
Well, it was really good for us because we played 4 and 5, and we had some tired bodies, and we also had a few bodies that are banged up. It gave a few of our guys time to get back in the lineup and get closer to getting back, so that was big for us. We wanted to touch up on all of our systems again. Whenever we get a week like that, we try to give them some time off and then run through our systems in all three zones and spend a little bit of time on our special teams as well.
Let's talk about Sunday's shootout win against the Rockford Ice Hogs. You scored first in that game, never trailed. You've been able to score first pretty consistently so far this season. That certainly helps when you don't have to play from behind.
Well, it really does, especially with us, because we do have trouble putting the puck in the net sometimes, and we've been a stingy defensive team. We definitely want to keep that up. That seems to be the trademark of our group. We've been getting solid goaltending. But to play from behind can be a little bit of a different situation for us, because goals are not always easy to come by, especially when you got likes of Henson and Porter and those guys up in St. Louis right now. So we have received some of our offense back from St. Louis with Oystrick. He helps on our power play, obviously, and getting Drazenovic back and just getting all around healthy. I think some of our young guys are starting to contribute a little bit more now. So we're trying to be a four-line team here, and playing with the lead is always a little bit easier, especially on our young guys.
You mentioned Oystrick coming back to help out the power play. He gets a regulation goal for you. And then 6 rounds into the shootout, tied, you look down the bench and you call his name.
Well, yeah, you know what? At that point, we've practiced it a little bit, the odd time, just to see who our guys that can score consistently in the shootout are. Our goalies like to practice it a little bit. So we've got a group of guys that have the ability to score. And in the shootout, they have some nifty moves. And Oystrick's one of those guys. He's got a great shot. So if the goalie's giving up a little bit of a net just from his positioning, he's a guy that we can look to. He has the ability, obviously, to shoot the puck, whether it's a half slapper like he did there on the shootout, or if it's his wrist shot. Either way, we feel very confident in our shooters. But at that point, like you say, you run into a hot goalie. It's a bit of a coin toss, but you definitely need those points. And to come away with two after not playing a great game, it was big for our club. Obviously, Jake Allen, we feel, was a key factor in that game for us. He played really well in net.
Penalty kill also went 6-for-6. You've kind of strung a nice little stretch of PKs together too.
Yeah, the PK has done a tremendous job right from the get-go, the start of the season. I think Drake Berhowski works with those guys a lot. He shows them a lot of video, and they're committed. We have some veteran leadership back there on the blue line and some guys that take pride in getting in shooting lanes, and they're a hard-working group. So they've had their success. Early on in the year, we gave up a few goals, but it was mostly on 5-on-3s, and besides that, they've been consistent throughout the season.
Chicago Wolves were on a 7-game losing streak, but that's long gone now. They also come in on a 3-game win streak. What have you seen from watching the video on them?
Well, they're a skilled group. They have some dynamic players up front, and they also have some guys that can chip in from the back end. They're a puck control team, and they have some nifty playmakers. So we have to make it a tough game on them. We have to take away their time and space whenever we get a chance. And on this 3-game win streak, their power play's been hot, 6-for-18 in 3 games, and that's the biggest reason why they've won 3 in a row. So we have to make sure we're disciplined, but we want to be physical at the same time.
Yeah, guys like Haydar and Krog, that even when they're not on the power play, you got to account for those guys on the ice.
They're dangerous players, no question. Every time they're on the ice, they have the ability to create offensive chances. So again, we want to play in their zone against them, make sure we're cycling it down low and getting our forecheck rolling.
That's Riverman head coach Jared Bednar on tonight's Coach's Conversation. If you missed any part of it, you can check it out on riverman.net. We'll come back, give you the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Riverman and the Wolves on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.